Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. Print Supplies helps save your business time and money.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in this week's programme, I'll be finding out about the considerable opportunities that lie out there if you want to upskill or indeed try your hand at something new. September sees the start of numerous courses, and you won't be surprised to learn that AI, cybersecurity, digital and marketing are among the most popular topics. So what's your next step? Well, I'll be speaking with Dervla Kelly, Services to Business, Donegal College of Further Education, which is managed by Donegal Education and Training Board. Before that, though, I want to update you about the prestigious 2026 Blas na hÉireann Irish Food Awards, which take place in Dingle in County Kerry in October. Now, it's already been a great year for the Donegal producers who have entered, with a record 16 of them making it through to the final stage of Ireland's most prestigious food awards. Now in its 19th year, Blas na hÉireann continues to grow, with more than 3,000 entries submitted from across the island and a record number of new producers taking part. Indeed, the number of food and drink categories has also increased from 170 to over 200 this year. Well, to tell me more about the event, I've been speaking to event coordinator at Blas na hÉireann, Fallon Moore, and I began by asking her to outline some of the background and history in relation to the awards.
Of course, Chris, and thank you so much for having me to chat. We, at Blas na hÉireann, it was an event which was founded almost 20 years ago now by a producer who felt that here on the island we needed an awards which recognised the hard work that the food and drink producers are doing all across the island. So Artie, our chairperson, was the founder of that, and in that very first year it was 36 categories, a couple of hundred entries, and he just had a feeling that we really needed to recognise what food producers were doing. And he stuck with it, he stuck with his gut, and almost 20 years later, we are at a stage where it's the biggest blind tasting of food all across the island. We would have, this year we had over 3,000 entries. So from all types of food and drink at all different stages, be it a small producer or a bigger company, they want to compete and they want to come in. And with this judging, they come in with being the top five in their categories.
So Fallon, there are a number of different awards, and indeed to be shortlisted is the proverbial achievement in itself. To win one of these awards, you're going to have to overcome stiff competition.
Huge competition, because we've got all across the country producers who are making excellent food and drinks. So for any producer to come within the top five is really the hardest part. And then to go on to be crowned as either kind of the gold, silver or bronze winner, for us, we would always say to a producer, that's the cherry on top. The hardest stage is getting to the finalist stage. And that's where we see journalists, buyers, industry looking to see who's made it to there. Gold, silver and bronze is great to get, but the tough part is where your companies are at now to have gotten to this finalist stage.
The competition, partly due to its success, is widely recognised now both here and abroad, and many people will be familiar with local products that have your distinctive Blas na hÉireann, the little sticker on it, and whether it's been a winner maybe of a category. So for those taking part, this can actually be a really big boost in particular in terms of marketing their own produce.
It can. We've seen producers tell us down through the years that it's had a really strong impact on sales. Some upwards of kind of 25% increase in sales after they win an award, because they've got that little label that people thankfully are recognising. They know that that little label that says Blas na hÉireann will mean that it's made here in Ireland. It's got the best of Irish ingredients. And for us, where you want to see things being successful for a producer, yes, the award is lovely to get. It's nice to get the pat on the back at the weekend. but you want somebody to be able to reap the benefits going forward, be it in sales or in connections with industry. We've seen people over the past few years go on to be listed right across the island here, and some go on. Last year there were two producers who went on to be listed in Fortnum and Masons after being spotted at the awards weekend by buyers who were with us in Dingle.
Now, tell me a little bit about the whole application process and the criteria and what people have to do if they want to possibly be involved and get to the final.
So in the initial stages, it's very straightforward. A producer needs to fill out a form online and commit to saying that they will deliver that product to us for tasting, which seems very straightforward, and for some producers it means they're popping something in the post or they're sending it with the courier. For others, that's a huge undertaking depending on what they make, and there's one producer coming to mind because it's a Donegal producer who has reached the finalist stages this year, and I met the lady, it's Evine from Tyr Bakehouse. I met her in Dublin on the morning of judging in June when she delivered in her entries ready to taste, ready to go into that blind tasting, having driven from Donegal that morning and having baked it, I don't know what hour that morning that she was up at to get them ready for. But it's a huge commitment from producers to make sure that they're there and putting their best foot forward ready for the judges, because from our point of view, we work to coordinate the judges to be able to taste everything in that same category at the same time. So be it in apple tart or in salts or in drinks, every entry that's being made in that category needs to be delivered to us on a specific date. And that's the biggest commitment from a producer to say, yes, I can be there. I'll get it to you. I'll put that effort in. And often for a producer, the biggest part of that is having kind of the belief to back themselves to say, yeah, I think I can do this. I think mine is worth being up there, and I think I can compete, especially if it's a smaller producer who is maybe in the early stages of the business, or is perhaps at a stage where they are quite happy staying at a small stage and selling just locally. And they look at some of the bigger players that have been winners in previous years and they think, oh God, I'm going to be up competing with such and such who I see on supermarket shelves all across the country. But for us, when it gets to the tasting stage, all of that branding gets stripped out, all of the business side of things, all the packaging. All that goes out in front of the judges is blind tasting. It's stripped out of the packaging. They're there to taste it just exactly as the product comes, whatever food and drink that is. So it's a really level playing field. But for a producer, they have to back themselves and be sure they can get it to us.
Well, I'm sure for the judges, it's quite a nice task to have to undertake, but they have to whittle things down. So how long a period of time does it take until you get to your shortlist?
It takes, in terms of the tasting, we started this year at the end of May and it was the end of July when tasting was finished. So we had hundreds of judges from all across the country who coordinated with us to be there for the tastings. And what we do is we take it category by category. So, for example, when I mentioned about the baking there, the only categories being judged that day are baking. We'll have other days where we have nothing but dairy coming into us or nothing but meats, because we'll tie it in with when we have the judges for that category. In some cases, if we need it, the chefs for that category. So it's a big undertaking. It takes a long time, but it's worth doing it really well and taking our time to do it methodically, because for every producer who's making that delivery, it's essentially their baby that they're sending up to you with the hopes that they're going to get through to the finalist stage. So we try and make sure that everything is always handled to the best it can be, even after that producer hands it over. They'll mind the spots off their delivery when it gets to us, and then we make sure that the same thing happens when it's going out to the judges. And beyond, actually, because just to mention, it does mean that there's a lot of food being delivered to different locations. For example, with breads, you might only have a couple of slices that are cut and taken from that. So we actually work with charities across the country then to donate any of the surplus food or any of the open samples that have been used for tasting, to make sure that every sample works as hard as it can and nothing goes to waste.
And tell me a little bit about the judges. Are they chefs? Are they restaurateurs? Or what sort of spread of people is involved?
It's a whole mix. We will always have chefs and industry, those who run restaurants. A huge part of our judging is rooted in academic, because we work with UCC, who are the original founding partner with RTR chairperson. So they helped us develop the academic system of judging, which brings it all down to numbers to keep it as fair as we keep it. We also work with TU Dublin and a number of different universities who would bring in some of their academic teams. So you always have a balance of those that are coming from a trained sensory background, those that have the business element from the industry, the chefs. And we also always have home cooks. We always have people who are passionate about food, who have volunteered with us, who've said, I'm interested in this area. And they'll always make up a big part of the judging panel, because at the end of the day, that's who's putting it in the basket and putting it on the table. They're the ones who are choosing to kind of spend their money to buy that food and drink and put it down in front of family and friends to eat or drink. So they'll always be a big part of the judging process.
Now, we mentioned the shortlist and Donegal right up there. 14 Donegal finalists last year. This year, the finalists shortlisted from Donegal, 16 in total. And once again, a great variety of produce is heading Dingle Way.
Huge amount. I was taking a look, because right now we have to look at the logistics for each of the producers that are going to come down to the awards. And with 16 companies who are coming down from Donegal, I think they're representing across almost every session that we have during the day. So right from dairy to coffee to drinks, ice creams, there's a huge amount. You're looking at the sea salt and the mustard from Filigan's. It's a spread that is so interesting for us to see, because over the 20 years, you see counties that thrive, where you can see that food producers are being looked after. You know that producers are being supported by their community. People are shopping local. You know that there's businesses that are thriving on the back of that, as well as the great support that so many of the producers get on the ground from groups like the local enterprise offices or the Food Coast group there. You see then counties that just get stronger and stronger, and Donegal is one of those.
And those on the shortlist this year, some of them have been there before, some are newcomers. So again, interesting to see that mix. Let's give them a plug. Do you want to read out who's heading down to you?
Absolutely. So there are companies who we have seen down through the years, people like Aranord Cho, Atlantic Treasures, Donegal Rapeseed Oil, Donegal Sea Salt are back again, Filigan's, Green Pastures, Kombucha Nadolig, Little Mama's Gelato, who were the winner of Best in Donegal last year. You also have Natural Dairies, Nomadic Dairies, Promise Gluten Free. You have Tier Bakehouse, who I mentioned, an Ulster Mead Company, and Wild Fuchsia Bakehouse. But then we have some who are also brand new to it. So quite literally, New Kid Coffee is the new kid on the block this year from Donegal, along with Cocoa Chocolatiers. So they're first time taking part, first time reaching the finalist stage. So I'm really excited to see how they get on.
Now tell us a little bit about the actual awards themselves, and indeed the whole weekend, because this has become it's a big, big event for Dingle and the surrounding hinterland, because it's now something that people are flocking to from near and far.
It is. It's been so lovely to see the weekend grow. We take part on the same weekend as the Dingle Food Festival. The awards take place on the Thursday and Friday and run into the Saturday. And then the food festival runs over the weekend. But what we've seen down through the years is that producers have made that a day in their calendar that they want to be in Dingle. And it's not the easiest place to get to. No different to lots of your producers and lots of your listeners who would be in spots that everything is a little bit of a trek. But then it's so worth it when people get there, because they have great community with the other producers. They have buyers who are coming in teams, people who are coming from the major retailers, the food service companies, chefs, those coming from abroad, because they want to find the very best of the best, which is what they'll find that weekend. And journalists who have been coming down to Dingle now for years, that in oftentimes will pull their stories for the next little while from it, because they'll have had a chat with a producer in a coffee shop, in a bar, at the sing-along social when people are dancing on the Friday night. It is so informal, really busy, a lot of work gets done, and essentially everybody in that food community is going to make that trek to Dingle, almost as far west as you can get, and spend 3 or 4 days with us down in Kerry.
Now, as you said there, there is a cost involved in taking part in the competition, attending it, packaging, transport, all things like that. But there is that spin-off, and it can be hard to measure that, and it can go on for, I suppose, a number of years as well, because you don't know what door it's going to open. When you look at the number of people involved, I think there's more than 3,000 entries, and the number of categories, it really is quite remarkable. So it ties in nicely with this whole Green Ireland, and that we're a food nation, and this is a real shop window for so many producers.
It is, and I think we always try and keep that in mind. So the events is what I initially became involved in with BLOS, because you wanted to grow those events for the producers. We are really mindful that for a producer who's taking part, yes, they have an entry fee. It's not a huge entry fee. Our early bird starts from €70 to take part. But they also have, as you very rightly said there, the commitment to get the product to us, the packaging, getting all of that there. And if they get to the finalist stage, that they need to get to Dingle and spend the time there. It's one of the reasons why, when I mentioned that the weekend is so informal, we don't have any awards dinner that people are buying tickets to. We don't have anybody putting on black ties, formal dresses. It is all about making sure that people are maximizing every minute when they're there, and that they have that community and something that they can drive on with. And what we've seen for the producers who make that commitment and who come down as finalists, yes, it will work as a shop window. It will be hopefully an impact to their sales. But one of the other things that is invaluable for them is the relationships that they have made, often with fellow producers. So we 1 year had a producer who was after winning Best Artisan, and he was a cider maker. And one of his competitors then went on to win the very top award, Supreme Champion. And I was watching this Best Artisan clapping and roaring and shouting for his competitor, essentially, who won the bigger award. And he said, no, we work together now. We met down here, and behind the scenes, we've started helping each other out with advice when we're buying sugar, when we're buying glass. We've started working together on this. And it's that community that, as a food island, then really starts to make things work. It's one thing to have a boost in sales, but to have people who are open to cooperating, to working with each other, that's what drives it on and makes it so much of a stronger prospect to have businesses continue to thrive and be there. In, you know, we're 20 years down the line, there's producers that we've seen in the early stages, and there's some that we hope to see for many years to come, because they're growing and they're relying on each other.
And over the years, no doubt there's probably trends. So some products, maybe you could have a lot of them in a certain category, and then a few years later, maybe very few. So is there something that's kind of, can we say what's hot and what's not? Or have you seen a growth in any particular sort of subsector this year or in recent years?
Yeah, in recent years, there's one or two things that we've seen get really strong. So things like heat in flavour, so hot sauces. It's not just a subcategory within the awards now, but we see often flavours that would be quite strong kind of with heat have, in previous years, in the very early stages, they might have struggled. But over the past number of years, the Irish palate has become more accustomed to heat. It's something that we see growing, and it's become much more acceptable within the judges' scoring. You start to see them accepting, as in the academic term of accepting that to taste. So that's something that I think we see from the development right across the island of people coming from all over the world who are living here, who are bringing different flavours, that have us open to all different flavours. And we see that not just with heat, but with lots of different flavours across the categories. We've seen some really interesting low to no alcohol coming through. So that's certainly a growing category across the drink sector. wonderful things like kombucha and Edolic. There was a couple of years ago where you wouldn't have had kombuchas as a category. That's something that is one of our strongest and most competitive categories at the moment, because you have incredible producers doing things right across the country, and they wouldn't be doing that if people weren't buying it, if people weren't buying and tasting and appreciating those flavors. So we've seen some really kind of strong growth in those areas, and also coffees, because we've all become, you know, we're a nation of coffee drinkers now.
And the countdown is on. The awards, Friday, October the 2nd, the whole weekend really beginning on the Thursday, running right through to the Sunday, the 4th of October in Dingle. If people want to keep tabs and things and follow, have you a website, or is there social media platforms that they can keep an eye on and be up to date?
Yes, indeed. The very best place to follow is on our website, irishfoodawards.com. We also share the winners as they're announced. Our Instagram is our busiest one there, so people will find us on Blas Meharan on Instagram, where they'll be able to follow along not just the winners, but also some really nice stories behind the scenes. You'll see producers telling their stories and sharing some of the food and drinks that will be there to taste over the weekend as well.
And for anybody listening who may be involved in food or drink and may want to enter in the future, for next year, when does it all start again? When does the process begin?
Oh, it's the next year is already in the planning. It's our 20th year. But for the producers, they get in touch with us whenever they have questions. They can always reach us on info@irishfoodawards.com, and our entries will open on the 17th of March next year.
And that was Fallon Moore, event coordinator at the Blas na hÉireann Awards. And good luck to all the Donegal participants who've been shortlisted for the finals. Well, coming up after the break, I'll be turning my attention to a range of part-time and full-time courses being offered through Donegal College of Further Education and Training.
Business Matters is brought to you by Principalise Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Principalise keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Principalise helps save your business time and money. Email sales at principalise.ie to find out more.
Welcome back to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Every year, thousands of people in Donegal do courses that help them to upskill, to reskill, enhance their knowledge, and maybe sometimes it all leads to a new career. Well, Donegal College of Further Education and Training is managed by Donegal Education and Training Board, and September is a particularly important month with a whole range of new courses available, both in person and online, full-time and part-time. To delve into matters a bit further, I've been speaking with Dervla Kelly, Services to Business, Donegal College, and we began by talking about the great range of courses, that first step, and how the biggest decision can often be to start something new.
Yes, indeed. For us, I suppose September is a new January, and one of the great privileges that I get in this job is hearing what people get from taking the plunge, taking the step, and the hardest thing is taking that first step. So for anyone listening, we know that taking that step is not an easy task. But this morning I bumped into a business owner who did one of our evening programs, and he told me how nervous he was at the thought of going back into education and walking in the door. But he did a marketing course and it gave him great confidence, new skills, new contacts, and he's added that into his business and he's thriving as a result. So I would encourage the listeners here on Highland to really step outside their comfort zone and grab all the opportunities that are out there for them.
Before we started recording this, we were just saying, you know, one of the things, a difficulty for a lot of people is, where do I start? On the plus side, there's a vast array of courses out mm-hmm. there, and maybe a good first step is to actually just look at what is on offer and then narrow it down a little bit.
Yes, and I suppose for anyone, yes, the choices are endless, but it's also a good idea to just dip your toe in the water. So we have an event coming up with the Donegal Women in Business Network. It's coming up in Loughess Castle. It's a beautiful location. And it's called Back to School for Business Marketing That Connects. And that's with Niamh Shields. And that's looking at ways to grow your business. So if you just want to dip your toe in the water and have a morning and maybe take it then from there. Additionally, we have another seminar coming up with Dr. Claire Ryan, and it's looking at the whole idea of AI. AI is everywhere, and she very cleverly titled it Scammed by AI. Could happen to anyone. Make sure it's not you. And this is a cybersecurity seminar, which is really about ways businesses can protect their business and be aware of common threats.
There is a great degree of entrepreneurial spirit here in Donegal. There's an awful lot of new startup businesses. And sometimes when you go to a course, it can actually be a case of maybe ruling out something. You might have thought that was the road you were going to go down. You find out a bit more, you could change tack. And, you know, you just don't know what's behind any door, really.
No, you don't. But I think it is about being open and being curious and just opening up the mind and just exploring. And often, yes, in businesses or life, it can be a process of elimination. I mean, sometimes we try something, discover it's not for us, but that's not the end of the world.
Dervla, life is a never-ending learning process, and there's no shortage of things we can do. We can be constantly upskilling and making ourselves better people.
Totally, I agree. I think every day is a learning day. And I think the future is all about skills. It's all about human skills, technical skills, digital skills. It's all about adding your skills, growing your skills. And as an employer, you know, taking the time to invest in your staff and invest in their upskilling, because the future is all about skills. It's not necessarily about qualifications. It's about having those skills to really deliver results.
Donegal ETB, there are daytime courses, there's evening courses, there's part-time, there's full-time. So people who are thinking of doing something, go out there, see what's on offer. And important to point out, some of them are fully funded, some of them you do have to pay for. So you can adapt again according to your own needs.
Yes, the beauty of it all is, by and large, if you're part-time employed or full-time employed, our daytime courses are fully funded. And the ones that are kind of that employers are looking for is the ones that kind of save time and boost productivity and help grow business. So the introduction to AI is a great, it's a micro-credential, it's a short, sharp course. Again, we have a micro-credential on enhancing productivity with AI. Excel is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And again, we have great courses in digital skills. We have an IC3 in digital literacy, and either daytime or night. And no matter what starting point you're at, there's something there for everyone.
Now, there's a rebranding process taking place at the moment. So as we go forward, people will become more familiar with this new name for many, Donegal College, which I suppose is going to be all embracing.
Yes, yes, we are currently going through a rebranding, and the Donegal College will be launched in October, so we're looking forward to it. And for anyone who would like to check out the website, it's www.donegalcollege.ie, and you'll find many courses listed there and many exciting opportunities.
Now, some courses I know are full already. Others, there's still places available. The advice as always is, you know, if you're interested, book early.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's a bit like the lottery. If you're not in, you can't win. And I mean, there are courses that are very popular. Like our mental health at work is fully booked up at the moment. But there are places in leadership and management and AI courses. We have a coaching course coming up with Anna-Marie Brosi, which I'm quite excited about. And we also have a course coming up called High Performing Teams. It was one thing the employers were saying to us. How do you boost performance? How do you get teams to be on their A game? So we have an instructor coming up from Cork, and we have a 2-day course, one in Inishowen Gateway and the other in Loughess Castle with Dave Dorgan, and he coaches the Cork under 20 hurling team. So we're excited about that too. And then, of course, we have a lot of different evening courses on offer. Some people are interested in bookkeeping and accounts. That's a big one for businesses. And again, leadership and management. We have a depth funded course in CAD as well. So that's another interesting tool to have put in your toolkit.
And important to point out that you liaise with employers and industry representatives, and it's by joining forces that these courses can come about. And it's all about really upskilling the general workforce.
Yes, I think the key is that we need to listen to employers, ask them what they need, what they want, where are their pain points. I'll give you an example. Like, we heard from engineering and manufacturing that people needed basic project planning skills, the very foundational nature of project planning, because in those industries they're managing projects day in, day out. So we have a course coming up in Letterkenny here in project planning, but it is about listening and asking what do people most need and want. And even our daytime programs are scheduled, like we have cybersecurity running to suit companies in the morning or on a day that suits employers. So that is, it's key to listen and to respond to the needs that are out there.
Would you find that there are maybe employees of a company that they might come across a course, maybe their employer doesn't even know about it, and they might suggest, you know, could I go on that course?
Yeah, that happens all the time. Even today, I had somebody that was interested in a healthcare course who applied, and their employer wasn't aware of it. So we made the employer aware of it. But any employee listening can also apply and do some evening courses. I mean, they're open to them, and they're fully funded. And it's a great way to add a tool to your toolkit, or to pivot your career, or to make a change, and to just make yourself really robust going forward.
Now, years ago, you always had to travel to go to a course in a certain place. Then more and more started becoming online, and then we had a bit of a hybrid model. So where are we at now? Are people generally coming in? Maybe they want to come into courses more, but for some people it can be handier if you can do it online. And there, again, there's a mix.
There is a mix. Some people love the face-to-face. They love the energy of the room. They love the whole idea of the share more in a room. They love the contact with the tutor. And equally, some people, they might be in Glencolumbkill, or maybe they're up in Malin Head, and the idea of travelling in to a face-to-face class, it's not practical. So, for example, our Excel associate, our Excel expert, they're online, and that learning suits online learning.
Because again, some people, maybe they're working during the day, they could have football training in the evening, and getting the time can be an issue. So that's where online can really come in.
Yeah, that's the beauty of online, because you can do it in any location and you can do it at home, because a lot of people are working from home. And again, it facilitates that.
This is an era of opportunity. There's probably never been so much to choose from.
No, and I think that is so true. And I think people can be overwhelmed by the choice that's out there. It's no more than even the Leaving Cert students could be in a similar bracket. It's okay not to know what you want to do. It is so normal, and that's what we're here for, you know. So we're here to serve you, and, you know, you could email us or call us, and we'll listen and we'll unpick, and we'll find the fit that's right for you.
A lot of people who maybe didn't get the paperwork when they were younger, but they've built up that experience and they have a big role to play.
Yes, I mean, so many people have been to the University of Life. They've learnt by doing, and they're hugely wise. There's people who haven't been to college and have been learning as they go along. But yes, you know, for people that are out there, don't underestimate the wisdom that you bring, the experience that you bring. There are things like recognition of prior learning, or indeed our digital literacy course, that can really validate all the knowledge that you bring to the table.
So, as things stand, what are the most popular, what's the most in-demand courses?
Well, I would say everybody says they want AI. We made 840 calls throughout the county. Each and every employer said, we want to know about AI. We don't want to get left behind. We want to stay ahead. And again, Excel is popular, leadership and management, coaching, managing stress and conflict, mental health. Mental health is huge. You know, how do you be at your best at work? How do you support employees with mental health concerns? Marketing is big. The other area that's very big in this county is healthcare. We have an aging population, but care skills, care of the older person. But it's giving those skills to people that support people to live at home and maybe not be in a nursing home. So that's hugely important as well.
There is considerable state support for developing certain areas. We've touched on AI, cybersecurity and things like this. And let's get the message out there. There is a lot of support and you are being well funded.
Yes, we are. We're funded under the Skills to Advance initiative, but we're also funded under an initiative in the Northwest here called DEPTH, as are Ulster, ATU and our other partners in Northwest Regional College. So this DEPTH funding is very exciting because it covers the basic digital skills from the very entry point up to cybersecurity. So we're doing a lot of work in CompTIA. We did security. We're doing A+, CYSA. But we're also looking at digital skills at the basic and intermediary level. And that ensures that Donegal does not get left behind, that we stay ahead and we stay ahead with strong digital skills, strong cyber skills that can really lead us into the future.
Also worth pointing out, Dervla, that aside from the many courses that are on offer, networking is a big thing in this county, and sometimes you could go along to a meeting, meet new people, and you just don't know what direction it's all going to take. And you can sense that in the county, that there's a huge amount of positivity at the moment.
Yeah, there's a great energy and there's a great sense of working together and people supporting each other and the kind of collective energy. Like, we would do a lot of events with Donegal Women in Business Network. And I even was talking to somebody yesterday who went to a Women in Business Network. I'm not going to name drop the county, but they said they couldn't compare the welcome that they get here in Donegal and the support that's out there. And again, we would do a lot of work with the Food Coast Donegal. And these organisations, networks, are very, very dynamic, very responsive, and there's just a great pride in the product, or pride in the place, or pride in the business, and the sense of we're all in it together, let's do this together.
And we have the likes of Food Coast Donegal, there's the Donegal Business Network. There's an awful lot of them out there. Some of them might be quite niche market, but again, there's that sense of togetherness.
Totally. I was at the Donegal Business Network and the energy in the room was phenomenal, and how they want to do business with each other and support each other. I mean, it's a great county that way. And I have to pay tribute as well to the local enterprise office and ATU and Enterprise Ireland and the SkillsNet as well, you know. So there's a great ecosystem of supports out there.
So just summing up, if people want to find out more, what would you recommend?
Well, if you're curious, just, you know, look at our website, www.donegalcollege.ie, or pick up the phone. If you're not comfortable, just call me on 086-601-6131. I love talking to people. Or you could email services2business@donegalcollege.ie. And we'd be more than happy to listen to you and find the right fit for you.
My thanks to Dervla Kelly, Services to Business, Donegal College of Further Education and Training, which is managed by Donegal Education and Training Board. Well, that's it for another week. You've been listening to Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore. Thank you for tuning our way. If you want to contact me, the best way is by email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, I hope you have a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead. Goodbye.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Principalize Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Principalize keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. Principalize helps save your business time and money.